Let's be real.
Not a cultural fit. It's just corporate speak for you make us a little bit uncomfortable and we really don't want to say why. And if you've ever been the only person of color in the room, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In today's episode, we are calling it out. The silent, subtle, and sometimes not so subtle signs of workplace discrimination that too many professionals brush off as that's just how it is. Hello and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm super excited to have you with me on this video episode. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel right now so that you never miss an upload of our podcast. Now, what does the CEO mindset stand for? It means having a mindset that is constantly evolving and staying open to those failures. We know here on this podcast that it's our failures that get us ever so much closer to the successes that we want in our life, career, and or business. If that sounds like something that you need to be a part of, and I think you do, I suggest going ahead and hitting that subscribe button. You will get a new podcast upload every Tuesday. All right, let's get to today's episode. The jokes you're expected to laugh at, the promotions that you're actually qualified for but never considered for, the assignments that vanish in thin air or suddenly shift without warning. This isn't just about feelings. It's about facts, federal protections, and your right to exist. Your right to lead and your right to grow. Grow in spaces that often weren't built with you in mind. If you're a minority business owner and you're tired of being overlooked, or if you're a professional and you're struggling to navigate microaggressions at work, this episode is your wake-up call and your toolkit. We'll break down what discrimination actually looks like, what your rights are under the EEOC, and how to start protecting your peace, your power, and girl, your paper. Because playing nice, that won't protect you. Knowing your worth and the law will. Okay, stay locked in. This one might make you a little bit uncomfortable. Good. Growth starts there. All right, let's look at signs of workplace discrimination. I have a list here and I'm going to read it for you. Unfair treatment, jokes, like I mentioned earlier, exclusion, unequal pay, denied opportunities, change of duty without explanation, and favoritism. Raise your hand if you're familiar with this. Guys, this does not just happen in the workplace. It happens in chambers around the world. It happens in networking groups around the world. Discrimination is not just for the workplace. If you are a business owner, it is in your business circle as well. You need to look out for it and understand the value you're bringing to the table so you'll know exactly how you can combat it. So, know your rights. Under the EEOC laws, an employer may not discriminate against you regardless of your immigration status on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, and this includes pregnancy, childbirth, related medical conditions, sexual orientation, or transgender status. They cannot discriminate on the basis of age, 40 or older. They cannot discriminate on the idea of you having a disability. Also, genetic information, including employer requests for or purchase, use, or disclosure of genetic tests, genetic services, or family medical history. Organizations cannot discriminate or retaliate for filing a charge that's reasonably opposing discrimination or participating in a discrimination lawsuit, investigation, or proceeding. Interference, coercion, or threat related to exercising rights regarding disability discrimination or pregnancy accommodations are also prohibited under the EEOC. So listen, if you find that jokes are being made and you don't like them, don't laugh. You're a big girl. You do not have to stand there and take it. I was listening to a book on tape, audiobook. Boy, how old am I? Book on tape. I was looking at an audiobook, listening to an audiobook by Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. And if you've been following me, you know that I've been on a Brené Brown kick lately. This is the second book I'm reading of hers. But she talks a lot about vulnerability and shame and courage. And one of the things that she talks about being vulnerable about is standing up to people who do some of these things in your presence. And you have the ability to stand up. Maybe you'll feel a little vulnerable, but if you stand up for other people that are being discriminated against, that is a good thing and you should do it. Okay. So under the EEOC laws, employers should not be doing the things that I just listed out. If you feel that you are being discriminated against in some way, that is a perfect opportunity for you to file a grievance with the EEOC. Let them know that these things are going on. Look for allies in your organization. Obviously, you go through the appropriate channels, but if you find that those things are not working, then sometimes more drastic measures are necessary. And it just pays to understand what your rights are under the EEOC laws, regardless of what's going on in this country right now. Some of these laws still hold. Just fingers crossed that they continue to hold and people cannot be discriminated against, or at least those who are still believers of people's human rights and civil rights, those businesses. And I would support those businesses who are practicing the right way of doing things. And those that aren't, I just have chosen not to support. But if you find that you are a person of color and this is going on around you, take the appropriate measures. Make sure, we talked about this in previous podcast episodes when we talked about microaggressions, but we talked about ways for you to kind of document that what's going on, actions that you can take, how you can recognize that. We talked about that in that microaggression podcast episode. So make sure you go back and listen to that. I will link it down below. So listen, if you're just now starting out, however, and you aren't quite sure, especially if you're a business owner and you have sort of been roaming around in this business space or this corporate space, and you are trying to develop leadership skills, you're trying to position yourself so that you can scale, you can grow, I have got the perfect opportunity for you to learn how to do that best. And that is with my workshop, Busy Building. I'm super excited about it. I've been working on it for some time. It has been a project in the works even before I thought about doing it, because I've had several students who've asked me to create sort of a working workshop that allows them to bring their laptops and, you know, actually have real-time instruction where they're actually able to implement it in real time, so that when they walk away, they have what they need or the beginnings of it, and they can kind of finish it out because they've been helped. So that's what I am doing with my workshop, Busy Building. And I wanted to tell you about it. I'm launching it here in the DFW area in October. So if you are a listener in the DFW area, I'll definitely link this workshop down below. But if you're not in the DFW area, no worries. Put your name on the wait list, because I might be coming to a area near you. If we get enough minds together where two or three are gathered, we will do the Busy Building Working Workshop. So I will leave a lot of information. I'll leave all that information down in the description of this podcast in the show notes. So make sure you go check it out so you can learn a little bit about it. Put yourself on the wait list for maybe a city near you. But if you're in the DFW area, there are only a few seats. This is a beta of this workshop, so we're not opening up just yet. It's just like a very soft launch. So, yeah, check it out. All right, now let's move on. What else do you need to know about workplace discrimination or discrimination within your entrepreneurial journey? Well, you need to know how to protect yourself. What does that look like? I talk about this like ad nauseum on this channel, if you're watching me on YouTube, and on this podcast, if you are listening. It is so important and valuable for you to know your self worth. It takes some work to do it. You don't wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I know exactly who I am. I don't care who you're talking to. It takes a journey. It takes experiences. It takes understanding how your influence, experience, perspective, and passion all work together to create a very specific, very customized version of you that no one can duplicate. So it's important for you to be self-aware and utilize your personal operating system, which we go over inside my program, Project CEO. And I also have a video on your personal operating system. But it's basically leveraging your personal framework to do things like set boundaries, manage expectations, and teach people how to treat you type of thing. So you have to be self-aware and then utilize that personal operating system to navigate in your space, because that is going to be how you, it's a litmus test for whether or not someone is going to be worthy of being, you know, in your circle, if their word is going to matter, you know, when they say something, you know, if they should be given the time of day, basically, really. Okay. And then also you want to be aware of your company's workplace policies and the law. Y'all, my battery died, so I had to pick up another camera. So let's just continue on. I said that it's also important that you are aware of not only your company's policies, but also the law. Next, document, document, document. How many times have I talked about this? If you haven't heard my other podcast in this series, one, I am talking to Michelle Washington, where she is a corporate executive in a bank. And then the other, I am talking to Janice Vincent, and she too is an executive in the C-suite for a legal company. And then I also did a podcast on microaggressions. And in all of these episodes, really, even when I talked to Chandra Douglas, we did go over the idea of document, document, document. So if you've not been listening to the podcast, then this season, I am on a quest to empower, encourage, and educate my minority brothers and sisters so that they can stand on business and operate within their own excellence. And we went over that last week too. But suffice it to say, I have gone over the idea of document, 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 because it's important for you to back up the things that you're saying. It's important for you to have proof and to just really be intentional about the way you are working in these corporate spaces. Now, Shan gave us some great advice. Documentation doesn't always have to be the hammer that you beat over someone's head with accusations. It can also be documentation that proves the value you're bringing to the table. It could be a positive thing. So anyway, document, 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 because that also protects you. And then also the old adage, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You have to respect the diversity in your workplace. You may be the minority, but you have to be respectful of the other people in your space, because if you want them to treat you a certain way in order to protect yourself, it's important to be the example that you want to see here. Lastly, when it comes to protecting yourself for this particular segment, it is about, if you see something, say something. Now, if you are not a member of a minority demographic, don't stand by. Don't be a bystander and watch things happen. I did talk about this inside my microaggression podcast. You can go back and listen to that as well. Don't be a bystander. If you see discrimination in the workplace, say something, especially if you are in a position to make a difference or to help the person being discriminated against. Don't be a bystander, okay? Listen, you should report any incidents of inappropriate behavior, any discriminatory behavior, any harassing or abusive behavior to your superior. If that doesn't work, move it up the food chain, human resources department, anybody, the union, or larger, you know, higher management. Take it up the chain of command. Now listen, if today's episode unnerved you, it should have. It should have. It needed to. Okay, because the workplace discrimination doesn't always show up in bold, obvious ways. It's in those jokes. No. It's in those denied promotions. And when I tell you I am familiar with these, I had a guy recently sit beside me. It was hot here in Texas.
He sits beside me and talks about how the melanin, he didn't say these words, but this was the gist of it. Because of my melanin, you know, black don't crack type of thing. Very inappropriate for where we were. Very inappropriate. And I, you know, the Lord is working on my tongue. And if you watch my podcast episode with Janice, that lit a fire under me to kind of hold my tongue a little bit more as well, instead of pop it off, because you know your grill will pop off. But anyway, he did this, and it was very slick and sly, kind of like a joke, but it wasn't funny. I've also been denied opportunities recently where I have worked really hard to position myself in a certain organization to showcase my talents and my skills, and I've even requested opportunities to do more and show up in on bigger platforms in this organization, only to not even been given the courtesy of an email that the opportunity that I requested I was not going to get, only to hear that these opportunities have been sort of devved out and the people that were going to get it already knew about it. You know, really shady, very passive aggressive, and I didn't like it. These are the types of things that happen, and we can't let them stand. We cannot sit idly by and watch them happen. We have to, you know, say something, you know? So, anyway, another thing that happens is these invisible rules that you didn't even know about, right? You didn't get the thing, the promotion, the gig or whatever, because there was a rule, some unspoken rule that you didn't even know existed. This is also workplace discrimination. Ah. But here's the thing. You now know what to look for. You are familiar with the laws under the EEOC. So you know your rights, at least some of them that I shared with you here today. And most importantly, you know how to now begin protecting yourself from some of these workplace discriminations. And I say workplace, but if you own a business, that is your workplace. And sometimes you are operating in spaces where there is discrimination. There are things said, jokes made, opportunities lost or missed or not shared. These things still happen. But you know where they are. You know how to identify them, and you know how to protect yourself. Okay, now, I want you to be aware. I want you to document. I want you to set the appropriate boundaries. But that goes back to that self-awareness piece. You can't set boundaries if you don't know what your boundaries are. Okay, so I want you to think about this conversation. And remember that I am going to be doing this workshop, Busy Building. It's coming up. If you are local to the DFW area, there are limited seats available because this is a soft launch of this workshop. However, if things go well, it could be coming to a city near you. So put your name on the list, because where one or two are gathered, or two or three are gathered, we could bring Busy Building. We can bring Busy Building to you. So, if you found anything in this podcast useful, please subscribe to the podcast, whether it's on the audio version, the audio platform of your choice, or you're watching this here on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button either way. You can leave a comment down below with a review, what you thought, what your favorite part was. You could do that. If you're listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave a review. That's helpful so that they will share that out more. And let's start talking about these things. Let's break through some barriers. Now, up next, I do have a video that I think you might also enjoy. It's called Breaking Barriers: Strategies to Close the Racial Leadership Gap. It is another podcast that we have, that I think is going to be very helpful in encouraging and empowering you to stand on business and stand on your excellence. All right. Thanks so much for listening or watching to this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, here we are constantly evolving and staying open to those failures, because we know that it's in those failures that we are that much closer to our success. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And remember, I am here every Wednesday if you want to listen. New podcasts pop off every Wednesday. And then you'll be able to watch them on the following Tuesday on YouTube if you're watching that here on YouTube. All right. See you next week, guys. Bye.